The news was published on Friday, October 4th, 2024. I am Tom. You know, folks, the music industry's been through some wild rides over the years, but this latest twist with AI, it's like someone cranked the roller coaster up to 11. We've got this Apple Music Group co-founder sounding the alarm, and let me tell you, it's not just about how we get our tunes anymore. Now, we're talking about the very creation of music itself. Remember when we were all freaking out about Napster and illegal downloads? Those were simpler times, my friends. Now we've got AI that can churn out a hit faster than you can say one-hit wonder. It's like giving a robot a guitar and telling it to be the next Jimi Hendrix. Sure, it might make some noise, but where's the soul, you know? This AI stuff, it's not just messing with how artists make a living. It's threatening the whole idea of what it means to be an artist. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into a song, only to have some computer program gobble it up and spit out a cheap imitation. It's enough to make you want to unplug everything and go back to banging on drums in a cave. But here's where it gets really sticky. We're talking legal battles that'd make even Judge Judy's head spin. You've got the New York Times going toe-to-toe with the tech giants, Microsoft and OpenAI. It's like David versus Goliath, if David was armed with a stack of newspapers and Goliath had a supercomputer. And then you've got seven big-shot record labels taking on this Suno AI outfit. It's like the music industry's version of the Avengers assembling to fight off the robot invasion. The big question on everyone's lips is whether using all this public data to train AI is fair use or not. It's like asking if it's okay to raid someone's record collection to teach a parrot to sing. Sure, the parrot might belt out a decent tune, but does that make it right? And get this, some eggheads are saying we might run out of human-generated text to feed these AI beasts by 2026. That's right, folks. In just a couple of years, these digital gluttons might have devoured every word we've ever put online. It's like they're at an all-you-can-eat buffet of human creativity, and they're not leaving a crumb behind. Now, folks, let's take a little trip down memory lane, shall we? Remember the early 2000s? Y2K was behind us, frosted tips were all the rage, and suddenly this little thing called Napster came along and turned the music world upside down. It was like someone opened Pandora's box, but instead of all the world's evils, out came free MP3s for everyone. Napster was the brainchild of a couple of college kids who thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could share music online? And just like that, boom. The traditional music industry's carefully constructed house of cards came tumbling down. Suddenly, you didn't need to fork over $20 for a CD with one good song and a bunch of filler. Nope, you could just hop online, click a button, and voila, free music, baby. Now, the big wigs in the music industry weren't too thrilled about this, as you can imagine. It was like watching a bunch of dinosaurs realizing that big old meteor was headed their way. They started throwing legal haymakers left and right. Remember when Metallica, those long-haired rockers, went after Napster? It was like watching your cool uncle turn into the fun police overnight. But here's the kicker. Napster might have gotten shut down, but the genie was out of the bottle. People had tasted the sweet nectar of digital music, and there was no going back. The industry had to adapt or die. It was like watching a group of stuffy old-timers trying to figure out how to work a smartphone. Hilarious and a bit sad at the same time. This whole debacle led to some pretty massive changes in how we consume music. Record stores started closing up shop faster than you could say bye bye bye. Get it? NSYNC? No? Tough crowd. The industry had to rethink its entire business model. It was like watching a group of cats trying to herd themselves. Chaotic, but somehow they managed to stumble in the right direction. Fast forward a bit, and along comes this Swedish company with a funny name, Spotify. Now, Spotify was like the cool new kid on the block who showed up with a solution that made everyone go, "Why didn't we think of that?" They said, "Hey, how about instead of buying individual songs or albums, you just pay a monthly fee and listen to whatever you want?" It was like an all-you-can-eat buffet for your ears. This was a game changer, folks. Suddenly, you had access to millions of songs at your fingertips. It was like having a jukebox the size of the Empire State Building in your pocket. People loved it. No more lugging around CD cases, no more scratched discs, no more frantically searching for that one album you knew you had somewhere. But as with any revolutionary idea, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. Artists started grumbling about the pennies they were making from streams. It was like watching a group of starving artists fighting over crumbs. Some big names even pulled their music off Spotify in protest. Remember when Taylor Swift gave Spotify the cold shoulder? It was like watching a high school breakup play out on a global stage. This whole streaming revolution sparked some pretty heated debates about artist compensation and royalties. On one side, you had the streaming services saying, hey, we're giving people access to more music than ever before. On the other side, you had artists going, yeah, but I can't pay my rent with exposure, buddy. It was like watching a tennis match, but instead of a ball, they were lobbing arguments back and forth. Blockchain technology could be the knight in shining armor for artists in this AI-dominated landscape. Think about it. It's like a digital fortress for intellectual property. Every creation gets its own unique timestamp and signature, making it nearly impossible for anyone to swipe your work without permission. It's like having a bouncer at the door of your creative club, checking IDs and making sure only the right people get in. But it's not just about keeping the bad guys out. Blockchain could revolutionize how artists get paid. Imagine a world where every time your song is used to train an AI, you get a little cha-ching in your digital wallet. It's like having a tiny cash register attached to each of your creations, ringing up sales even while you sleep. And the best part? It's all transparent. No more wondering if you're getting your fair share. It's all there in black and white, or ones and zeros, I suppose. This tech could be a game changer for collaboration too. Picture artists from opposite ends of the globe working together on a track, with every contribution recorded and credited automatically. It's like a virtual jam session where everyone gets their due. And when it comes to royalties, blockchain could make splitting the pie as easy as, well, pie. No more heated arguments over who wrote what. The blockchain remembers all. Now let's talk about these opt-in marketplaces for AI training data. It's like artists are setting up shop in a digital bazaar, deciding what they want to sell and at what price. Want to let an AI learn from your guitar riffs? Sure, but it'll cost you. Prefer to keep your latest ballad under wraps? No problem, just don't put it on display. This could open up a whole new revenue stream for creators. It's like renting out your creativity without giving away the deed to the house. Artists could potentially make money from their work before it even hits the charts. Imagine getting paid for your rough drafts and demo tapes. That's the kind of world we're looking at. And it's not just about the big names either. This could be a lifeline for up-and-coming artists who are struggling to make ends meet. They could sell access to their unique style or sound, giving AIs a taste of the next big thing while padding their own pockets. It's like being able to monetize your potential before you've even hit the big time. But here's where it gets really interesting. The collaboration between AI and human artists. We're not talking about robots replacing musicians here. No. This is more like having a super smart, tireless bandmate who's always ready to jam. Take Grimes and her Elfot Tech project. She's basically letting fans borrow her voice, powered by AI, to create their own tracks. It's like she's cloned herself vocally and is letting her clones collaborate with fans all over the world. This kind of partnership between human creativity and AI capabilities could lead to some mind-blowing innovations. Imagine an AI that can generate an infinite number of drum patterns based on your favorite drummer's style. Or a virtual composer that can help you flesh out that melody that's been stuck in your head. It's like having a musical Swiss Army knife in your pocket, ready to help you create whenever inspiration strikes. And let's not forget about fan engagement. With AI in the mix, artists could offer personalized experiences on a scale never seen before. Fans could remix songs using AI tools, create custom merch designs, or even generate personalized lyrics. It's like giving every fan their own backstage pass to the creative process. This news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Tom, signing off and reminding you that the future of music might just be a perfect harmony between human heart and artificial intelligence.